Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time for you to create your ideal life. It's time to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. If you're a freedom-loving soul, today we are going to be discussing gratitude. And gratitude is the whole thing. It's an attitude for entrepreneurs, for wellness, for holistic health, fitness. It's the attitude for awakening. So I know Nancy G is on. Hey, Miss Nancy, how are you?
Good. Hey.
Hey. So, yep, today's the gratitude day. It's a gratitude Monday. Gratitude is the attitude because we have Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday, right?
That's right.
And we're just doing a little... little research, and gratitude is like a huge. We've discussed the whole gratitude thing before. Are you still waking up in the morning, or just like doing like your gratitude things?
Every day, it's become
every
a habit.
Day.
Yep.
Good. The gratitude habit is a really good attitude. It is really a good attitude. It says if you want more. Become more grateful,
Yep.
actually, gratitude, people that are grateful, it says people that embrace this concept of gratitude and people that are grateful, they earn more money and they're better at innovation. Isn't that neat? Isn't that interesting?
Very cool.
Says,
makes sense.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just said it makes sense.
Yes.
Reason why we have Boston.
Wow, well, I'm grateful that that our audio clips are working. I just put my notebook down. It's going to do it again. Stop it. I just put my notebook down. So, and now it's muted. So now it's not. Okay, that was weird.
Oh, there you go.
It says, if you find good in your world, it's a powerful process. It helps to shift energy to attract more good things. Gratitude helps to incorporate peace of mind. In gratitude, you are celebrating the present. Gratitude blocks toxic emotions, and toxic emotions. Like depression or resentment or anger. Grateful people are more stress resistant. It opens doors to power, wisdom, and creativity. With gratitude, fear disappears and abundance appears. And I am happy and grateful that I am alive. I am happy and grateful that I have a family. I am happy and grateful that we have this radio show. I am happy and grateful that you are my friend. And they say if you do that every day, what you're happy and grateful for, you're just going to get more of it. So there you go. So what are your gratitude attitudes? Anything that you have to say on gratitude?
I was trying to look up different ways that
different ways.
And I was looking up, different ways that people in different parts of the country either express gratitude or their attitude about gratitude. I was just Googling something and then also about Thanksgiving and how Thanksgiving is celebrated around the world? Because is it celebrated the same way, and is it even celebrated around the world? Or is it an American thing?
I think it's uniquely an American thing is when it's they came here and they gave thanks together with the Indians, the Pilgrims and the Indians. Don't you remember that story?
Oh, I do.
I mean, I'm sure culturally, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, gratitude ceremonies. But no, Thanksgiving is uniquely American. It says
so no other country recognizes it. So if you went to somewhere in Europe on Thanksgiving, you wouldn't know it was Thanksgiving.
No, no, no. And then then we've gone ahead and done the whole, well, we can go ahead to the whole consumption angle of Thanksgiving. But here, gratitude is like faith. It's a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it grows, and the more power you have to use it on your behalf. If you do not practice gratefulness, its benefaction will go unnoticed. Benefaction will go unnoticed, and your capacity to draw on its gifts will be diminished. To be grateful is to find blessings in everything. This is the most powerful attitude to adopt, for there are blessings in everything. And it's Alan Cohen. It says it's the most medicinal, it's one of the most medicinal emotions we can feel. It elevates our moods and fills us with joy. Isn't that interesting? Interesting. Are you there? Nancy's still here. Nope, Nancy dropped. Okay, I don't know how she dropped. I didn't drop you, Nance. But we could do some more gratitude quotes for a while here. Let's see. Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is a spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. Oh, that one's rich. I'm going to say that again. Hopefully Nancy's back on. There she is.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Good.
No, you're there. Did you hear that quote?
No. I'm grateful that I can get back the phone call.
Yeah. I'm good to put you back on. Okay. Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. That's Dennis Waitley. Is that, like, so awesome or what?
That's awesome. And every once in a while, it doesn't happen all the time, but when it happens, I pay attention to it and I'm grateful for it. Do you ever driving down the road on a beautiful day and the weather's just the way you'd want it? Things have just gone that day, and you just have that completely blissful, peaceful time.
It's kind of hard to hear you. Okay, keep talking.
I hope I can be heard. But anyway, when I have those moments, like I said, when you're not all the time, obviously, you have a human experience, that in my focus of more gratitude, because I would love more of we just have complete smile. Nothing's disturbing you or irritating you, bothering you. You're just content with what is at that moment.
Yeah. Yep, that's awesome. Yeah, just to be present. Be present. Here's another really good one. Have an attitude of gratitude. The more you recognize and express gratitude for the little things you have, the more things you will have to express gratitude for. It's Zig Ziglar. He's one of my faves.
Yep, I agree.
Let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. Marcel Proust. Yeah, gratefulness is the key to happy life that we hold in our hands, because if we are not grateful, then no matter how much we will have, we will never be happy. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that just the truth? You know, there's people that are always just wah, 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 wah. God forbid, right? Are you there? Oh, I hope you didn't go away again. You did. You dropped again. Wow. Well, I'm grateful that I'm on a landline and I don't have to constantly have to call in. There she is again. Hello there. Hello there. I know you're there. I don't know, maybe you're on mute right now, but I don't hear you. Yep, dropped again. Wow. All righty then. This is interesting. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It could turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger to a friend. That's Melody Beatty. It's awesome. What if you woke up today with only the things you thank God for yesterday? Oh, that's a good one. Let's see if Nance is back. Yes, she is. Are you back?
I'm back, hopefully to stay.
Ooh, you actually sound good. You might be on
maybe after three tries, you know, that's a good connection.
Four. It was four because I saw you call in again and it went away immediately. Anyway, did you hear the last one I just read? It's delicious. It's really a good one. It says, what if you woke up today with only the things that you thank God for yesterday? Isn't that good?
Yeah, but that could take quite a long time in the morning to be thankful for all the things that you would need for the next day, let's say, when you woke up. Wow.
Oh, I mean, you know what, though? Think about that. Here's what I do. I thank God that I woke up. I thank God for my family and my loved ones. I thank God for my house. I thank God for my, you know, my health and their health, my dog, you know. Wow.
I mean, then do you have to name every particular thing? Because then you got to go down the whole list of all your friends.
God is like infinite intelligence is infinite enough to get everything. So.
Oh, good.
If you got that much time to do it, you know. But you know what? I've got to tell you, I am so grateful for my friends. I am so grateful for my friends. I mean, you know, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. For me, without that, I don't know where I would be. That's a fact. And I'm thankful for the grace of strangers. Strangers that come from seemingly nowhere to your rescue at times that you really, really need assistance, whatever it might be.
Yeah, those are like angels.
Oh, I think so. I think they are divinely guided, that's for sure, because there's no rhyme or reason why they're doing what they're doing. They're just doing it, and they don't even know why they're doing it either.
Right. Oh, this,
but it sure
really,
is wonderful.
It has been transformational and allowed me to see and be grateful for everything I experienced throughout the day. That's the creative, and I can't even read what it says. Have an attitude of gratitude. I mean, you can't beat that. That's so awesome.
Yep.
I'm another year older, wiser, and more grateful. Wow. That was actually my Facebook page Saturday.
I was going to say, that's a good one for you, right?
Right?
Having just had another milestone.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing.
Milestone. I'm grateful I could have another milestone.
Amen to that. Says here, whatever you appreciate and give thanks for will increase in your life. That kind of makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's why I pick up pennies. And I was telling somebody else
too
about that today, about the picking up the pennies, because I don't know, something about money we were talking about, and I said, yeah, I even pick up pennies when I see them, because I said I think it's disrespectful and ungrateful for you to walk by a penny on the ground as if, you know, it's not important.
Absolutely. The miracle of gratitude is that it shifts your perception to such an extent that it changes the world that you see. That's Dr. Robert Holden. Kind of cool.
Phrases are awesome.
Blessings and gratitude. So what else is going on? Anything going on inside your universe?
No, there's not a lot of excitement right now. Just kind of in a holding pattern and waiting for the next things to come around and the holiday hoopla and all that.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Tomorrow I'm going to an early Thanksgiving dinner. And I don't know who else is going to be there. And then on Thursday I'm actually going out to a Thanksgiving lunch, which I'm sure, you know, it'll be a pretty hefty meal. Probably have to take a nap afterwards and it'll last me all the way through dinner time.
So what are you?
Season of indulgence.
So what's that? What is this? Who is this with?
The dinner tomorrow is with Sandy and people that she's invited over. Because she's going to her family's, and then just a friend on Thursday. A male friend. Really just a friend.
Cool.
Yep.
Very cool. So
good,
what are you especially
good way to celebrate.
What are you especially grateful for?
Oh my gosh. I have to think about the order in which I say that. The biggest thing I'm grateful for is peace of mind.
Well, actually, gratitude gives you peace of mind. That's one of the notes I have. It says, people that are grateful have more peace of mind.
Yeah.
Isn't
I think I'm
cool?
at a point where I have peace of mind that I have somewhere to come home to every night, and that, you know, and that's a stable situation. I have income coming in. I have food in the fridge, vehicle to drive, animal to love, friends galore, you know, in all different realms, and lots of variety in what I do every day. It's not always, you know, like going to a 9-to-5 job day after day after day after day kind of thing.
Right. Well, you know what, that's true. That variety of your life is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate the variety that I have and the choices and options that are always just, you know, like floating around me. Like, oh, okay, well, that ended or no longer serves me, so let me pick. It's like going out and picking another apple from the tree. It's like, oh, that apple looks good. That apple looks good.
Okay, here's an Oprah-ism on gratitude. You know, she's not one of my favorite, but it's a good one. It's not easy being grateful all the time, but it's when you feel the least thankful that you are the most in need of what gratitude can give you. That was a very good one.
That is a very good one.
Gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunity into blessings. William Arthur Ward. Three ways
no doubt
to show
about
your
that.
Gratitude. Tell someone how they've made your world a better place. Oh, and I see this one, it only gives me two. Bummer. Encourage them to pursue their dreams. Interesting, but doesn't give me more. Hold on, maybe I could find it someplace else. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. That's pretty cool.
Yep. When you're being grateful, you're satisfied. If you think about it like that, when you're expressing gratitude, that means that you're satisfied with whatever you're expressing gratitude for. It's not like, well, I'm grateful, but I'd like a little more, or I'm grateful, you know, today, but tomorrow I want something else, or I don't know. It's just, to me, that just, I don't know, kind of made sense.
The trick is to be grateful when your mood is high and graceful when it's low. Be grateful for life, every detail of it, and your face will come shine like the sun, and everyone who sees it will be made glad and peaceable. Pretty cool. I like reading some of the, I'm getting these just quotes, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Wear gratitude like a cloak, and it will feed every course of your life. That's Rumi. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. That's, have you ever read any of Rumi's stuff?
No, but Rumi's, I totally agree with that. Each person serves a purpose in your life.
Yeah, even those that, they're a lesson, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're there to teach you something. If you are able to comprehend it and get it.
Here.
And I think sometimes we get people that give us reminders.
Here, I'll read something to you. Here. Thanks to all those who hated me, you made me stronger. Thanks to those who loved me, you made my heart go fonder. Thanks to those who cared, you made me feel important. Thanks to those who entered into my life, you made me who I am today. Thanks to those who left, you showed me that nothing lasts forever. Thanks to those who stayed, you showed me true friendship. And thanks to those who listened, you made me like I was worth it. It's kind of interesting, huh?
That's great. I love it.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
And I think when you're feeling crummy about something, I think it helps, you know, like, let's say an ended relationship or something, I think it helps to try to find the gratitude about that situation.
Well, that gives
and even if the other person, even if the other person doesn't ever hear your gratitude, it's just that you're putting it out there for yourself.
Yeah. Here's one. I didn't even know this. Cicero. Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. Marcus Tullius Cicero. That's pretty old school.
Yeah.
That is pretty old school.
Yeah, but lots of old school stuff is very pertinent to today.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Actually, I think that stuff is timeless, and that's why it makes sense, no matter when you're taking a look at it, because it's just a timeless concept.
Yeah, well, here, Walt Disney, the more you are in a state of gratitude, the more you will attract things to be grateful for. Huh.
That only makes sense. You get what you focus on. If you're focusing on gratitude, aren't you going to get more things to be grateful about? Yeah, that only makes sense.
Oh, gosh, here, William Shakespeare. This is interesting. I can no other answer make but thanks and thanks and ever thanks. William Shakespeare. Kind of interesting.
There you go.
It's all about gratitude, man. That is so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, I think I should stop people more in their tracks when I'm having idle time with somebody, especially, you know, at my weekend work. There's a lot of idle time to talk, and a lot of the talk is crabbing and complaining. I should probably start turning that around and just stop them in their tracks and just say, okay, I understand that, you know, those things make you, you know, angry or agitated or feel that particular way. Let me ask you this question.
What are you grateful for?
What are you grateful for? Right, right. Exactly. I think I'm going to start doing that. I think that's going to be
absolutely
a new gratitude.
Absolutely. Yes,
practice.
Yes, yes. Yes,
that anytime
yes.
I hear someone going on and on and on, crabbing and crabbing and crabbing, because it really, A, doesn't get you anywhere, and it their negativism about it infects you, and you almost want to jump on the bandwagon with them because, I don't know, I guess it's kind of a fun ride to your ego because we all do it. So now I'm going to stop doing that. I think that's going to be a new practice.
Yay. I like that. I do like that. I do like that. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow.
That's a fact.
Wow. I love it. No, I just really, you know what, I know I lived my life, there was a time in my life where I just wanted more, and I was so, I wanted the bigger house, and I wanted this, and I wanted that, and da-da-da-da, and I drove my husband absolutely insane, and you know what, I was never happy with anything. Now I'm happy, but I don't want to be content, but I'm feeling a little content sometimes. And I don't know if content is good, because content kind of breeds a little bit of apathy, too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. You know?
I find that I can be content with what's going on, but then I always have the dreamer part of me that sees the bigger dream or the bigger picture or, you know, what's coming down the road or what, you know, options are available and things to explore. So I guess I'm content yet restless.
Yeah, listen to this. And you know what? Yeah. A person who feels appreciated will always do more than what is expected. That's a good leadership gratitude thing.
Yeah, can I make that, like, I want to, like, put that on a plaque, like needlepoint, and give it to David.
Right?
That's the thing that I see that he lacks the most in is gratitude. Like, when he pays us, I always say, thank you so much. But I never hear him say, thank you, like, you know, we had the highest sales of all the teams this weekend. So when he hands me my bonus, I'm like, thank you. I really appreciate that. It was so awesome. It was so fun to have an incentive, you know, like that. And then, but he didn't say, like, thank you back, or express any kind of gratitude that we really.
But here's the thing. Be grateful you're not him. Because that is, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I do believe gratitude is an empowerment and an enlightening thing to have, you know? You know, we have 1 minute left, my dear.
Yeah,
1 minute. Well, I just have to say thank you for joining us today. We are grateful for you, and I'm grateful for you, Nancy. And hope everyone has a very healthy and happy Thanksgiving. And we will be back here next Monday. And we'll talk more about life-changing things. But between now and then, be grateful. So, Nance, thank you. Now, it tells me 90 seconds. My studio tells me 40 seconds. So, what do you have? A couple quick more gratitude things, and then we could check off. What, any quick gratitude things to do? Any quick gratitude things? Okay, well, here's one. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And with that, I think I'm going to have to take us out. Catch you back here next week. And Nancy, catch you on the other side, girl.